But can a man and woman have friendship in Islam?
Obviously, there is no such thing. And whatever he says, this is very common. It is a natural result of the free mixing and the co-education, where some responsible people would just lead their boys and girls into having such relationship. And for those who know the rate of the illegitimate relationship and the illegitimate birth in such society as we're speaking today, it is horrifying. Why? Because you put fire next to kerosene and say, do not burn.
Mm.
Do not kindle a fire. This is insane. The marriage outside the court, marriage between the couple, and some of those would use some odd opinion and say it is permissible for a girl to marry without the guardian's consent. They say, well, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, you don't know anything about Abu Hanifa in order to adhere to a fatwa like that. You don't know anything about the kafa'a or qualifications or. So what happens is we have now an army of children who are born outside marriage in Muslim societies. Why? As a result of that. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I admire this institute which I studied in Al-Azhar mostly and mainly for having a separate education. It is a completely separate campus for boys and likewise for girls. There is no co-education. And that serves the purpose in the best for men. You go to study, you just focus on your study. Same thing with the girls. But what we're having today is we're putting our boys and girls into harm's way and putting the shaitan in between them to sow the fitna and temptation and say, do not fall into the haram. We are responsible for that. Everybody has to watch for his children and for the youth, boys and girls. If anyone told you it is okay to have an innocent relationship with a girl, he's not just an ignorant person, he is Satan. He is Satan. What we see in the coffee shops, and we see in restaurants, boys and girls leaving their classes and going to dine together or take coffee together and say, this is innocent relationship, she is my sister, and she is like whatever. No. What will happen when you see your mother having a date with somebody else other than your dad? Will you say this is an innocent relationship? Well, it's her colleague. He was dropping her off and he said, you know what, let's just swing by and have lunch together. What do you think of that? Is that all right? Guess what? You shook your head and said, no, that's not all right. But today, we have some of our youth who say, I don't mind, I don't care. Some mothers would say, I trust my daughter even if I see her in bed with somebody else. Totally idiot. They don't get it. They don't understand. This is abuse of the freedom. When somebody says, I'm free to do whatever I want to do, that means this person is a disbeliever. You're free with a limit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us freedom concerning the choice whether to believe or to disbelieve, to obey or to disobey. So once you decide to be a devout servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you decided to be a believer, then this freedom is guarded, is limited to doing only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted. And we're banned from approaching the doubtful matters. Because this is similar to a sanctuary, which is protected. Don't even go near the doubtful matters. Having a relationship between a man and a woman, what you call it a friendship, there is no such thing. Just imagine that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having Safiya came to visit him. This is his wife, while he was doing i'tikaf. And he decided to escort her home. And while he was walking with her, that he notices that there were two Ansari companions across the street. So he stopped them and said, "Ala rislikuma, hold on." And he approached them and he said, she is my wife, Safiya. He would have said, she's Safiya. That's not sufficient. He would have said, she's my wife, but he has many. Which one? He said, she is my wife, Safiya. To confirm that this is not any woman. And this is the Prophet. And that's why the companions were amazed and said, Ya Rasulullah, how could we ever think bad of you? He said, you know, shaitan is flowing in our bodies like blood in our veins. مَجْتَمَعَ رَجُلٌ وَمْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. So we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one should totally abstain from such relationship. What would you do when you propose to a girl and you want to marry her, and you know that she was in love with your colleague or with somebody else, and they have photos and they have pictures and they're all over on Facebook and here and there? What do you think of that? Your wife was one day going to be the mother for your own children, that she would have in an affair with somebody else. Well, he called it an innocent relationship. Innocent love, there is no such thing. So for God's sake, we have to return back and resort to the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in order to save our society. There are preachers to hell. And the Nabi ﷺ said, they are preachers on the gate of hell. Do not follow them.